An elementary school in Bristol, Pennsylvania is on the edge of an 80-acre forest, so the teachers use the woods as a teaching tool. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the Nature Club stands on studies that kids learn better when exposed to natural environments.
All right, friends, stay on the path.
On a recent fall day, Beth Clark of the Heritage Conservancy led 24 children aged 8 to 10 into Croydon Woods in Bristol. There, the maple trees had turned an autumnal gold.
All right.
Turning over a short log, Clark discovered a different kind of gold.
We have a salamander!
Kids came running to see this prize, with curious fingers ready to investigate the tiny amphibian.
Can I touch it?
We are not going to touch it because I don't think he wants to be touched by like 20 different people.
This is Nature Club. It's a program of Keystone Elementary School in partnership with Heritage, which owns and protects the forest.
If we don't get kids out there, they're not going to care about it. Like, they're going to grow up and not understand why nature is so important.
Christine Schrack uses the woods to teach kindergarten through fifth grade at Keystone, primarily English, math, and science. She says the woods contain all these subjects.
It's a fresh perspective. It takes the classroom beyond the four walls of a classroom to be out there and wonder and imagine and integrating a level of depth and complexity to what you're learning about.
Reams of scientific studies show that exposure to natural environments can benefit children, including academic, social, and emotional development. But access to nature is complicated due to the urban built environment and parental concerns over safety. And many kids who started schooling during the COVID pandemic have developed an overwhelming reliance on electronic screens.
Having them outside, away from screens, gives them a different opportunity to communicate to their peers.
That is Amy Coleman. She's the chief academic officer of the Bristol School District.
Learning how to have conversations, to listen, to question, to be exposed to things that otherwise they may not be exposed to.
The governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, agrees. He recently endorsed the Childhood Outdoor Bill of Rights, which lists things children ought to have, including clean air, safe parks, and access to free or low-cost outdoor programs. In the Bristol School District, such programs are tentative. Coleman uses government grants from Title IV funding to pay for Nature Club. Earlier this summer, all those funds were frozen by the White House. They were ultimately restored, but Coleman is worried that federal education funds may not be reliable in the future.
Quite honestly, if Title IV funding disappears, the club might disappear because we won't have funds to run the program.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.